Seriously, you can't make this stuff up. The headlines in the newspaper read, "Ark replica owners sue over rain damage." In Kentucky, the same folks who brought us the Creation Museum built what they claim is a replica of the Ark, as described in the book of Genesis. And now these same people, who think that Genesis is a history book and an assembly manual, are suing because of rain damage. Granted, the rain didn't damage the boat, but caused a mudslide on one of the access roads. Now, it needs to be clear that the Creation Museum is anything but a museum. For museums are institutes grounded in science and research. The Creation Museum isn't this. It was built to convince visitors that the book of Genesis is, in their words, and now I quote, "the history book of the universe," unquote. So rather than calling it the Creation Museum, I refer to it as the Creation Church. So the people behind both experiences, the Ark Park and the Creation Church, believe that the Earth and universe are only about 6,000 years old. They ignore all the scientific evidence, and they claim that the timeline in the Bible is accurate. And for them, the flood story, a worldwide flood to be clear, is a crucial piece to explain the fossil layers that exist throughout the world. Rather than seeing the fossil record as evidence of evolution and the aging of our planet, they claim that the fossils prove that there was a worldwide flood and Noah captained the ship that survived it all, along with two of every kind of animal that he had loaded on the ship. Ignoring science is built into both of these organizations' statement of faith. As it reads, "The scientific aspects of creation are important, but are secondary in importance to the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ as sovereign, creator, redeemer, and judge." The people behind both the Ark Park and the Creation Church acknowledge what they are doing isn't science, but rather religion. Thus, their legal suit seems even more strange. If they can hold God could wipe out all living beings on Earth, save those on the Ark, couldn't that same God have caused the rains that resulted in the mudslide? Rather than suing the insurance companies, shouldn't these folks chalk up what happened as an act of God? As they state in one of their blogs, the Earth and Earth's climate was designed by an all-knowing, all-wise God creator. I guess they just got a taste of their own medicine. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.